This is Radio Nepal. I am Sithu Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Tributes paid to martyrs Ganga Lal Shrestha and Dasharath Chand during Martyrs Week. National Nursing Day being marked today. Government to provide stipends for resident doctors in private medical colleges. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharga, reaffirms government's commitment to sustainable energy and net zero goals. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs orders focused on reshaping U.S. military. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal has officially inaugurated the Sonam Losar Festival by lighting a lamp at a ceremony held at the President's official residence, Sital Nivas. Addressing the gathering, President Podal expressed his belief that festivals like Sonam Losar contribute to strengthening national unity by fostering mutual respect, tolerance and brotherhood among all Nepali people in the country's diverse, multi-ethnic, multilingual and multicultural society. In his speech, the President emphasized that Nepal is a country with a rich cultural and religious diversity, with each community having its own unique traditions and customs. President Podal emphasized the significant role of the Tamang community in Nepal's cultural landscape, noting that Losar holds a special and crucial place in the social, cultural and religious life of the Tamang people. Furthermore, President Podal extended his heartfelt wishes for good health, prosperity, progress and the well-being of all humankind, particularly to the Tamang and other indigenous communities of the Himalayan and hilly regions. Rich tributes have been paid to martyrs Ganga Lal Shrestha and Dasharath Chand today as part of the commemoration of the Martyrs' Week. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City organized a memorial assembly at local Shiva Bhagwati, where martyrs Shrestha and Chand attend martyrdom. Tributes were paid to the two martyrs, offering bouquet to their statues on the occasion. The then Rana regime handed capital punishment to martyr Ganga Lal Shrestha and Dasharath Chand on the charge of carrying out various activities, the regime and for sedition and ordered them shot dead as Subha Bhagwati. Addressing the condolence assembly, Kathmandu Metropolitan City Deputy Mayor Sunita Dangol said that all should emulate the ideals of integrity and sacrifice shown by the martyrs. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharga has stated that the government is committed to making energy development sustainable, inclusive and a foundation for a low-carbon economy. Speaking at the Energy Transformation Conference 2025, organized by the Alternative Energy Promotion Center, Minister Kharga emphasized the need to reduce risk in infrastructure projects, increase domestic energy consumption and promote energy exports. Likewise, Minister Kharga emphasized the government's 10-year energy development strategy, aiming to generate 28,500 megawatt of electricity by 2035 and increase per capita energy consumption to 1,500 units annually. The government plans to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2045 through legal reforms and infrastructure development. Private sector participation in transmission line projects and shared distribution policies for local communities are also being implemented. The conference underscored Nepal's need for renewable energy investments, green financing and cross-border electricity trade to strengthen its sustainable energy future. Nepal is celebrating National Nursing Day today with various programs. The day marks the establishment of the Nepal Nursing Association on 28th of January, 1962-80. Chairperson of the Nepal Nursing Association, Chandra Kala Sharma, stated that despite producing thousands of nurses annually, Nepal struggles with proper workforce management. As a result, the migration of nurses seeking better opportunities abroad is increasing. Chair Sharma stressed that difficult working conditions, excessive workload and low salaries are the main reason nurses leave Nepal. The declining number of nurses in domestic healthcare institutions is growing concern. According to the Nepal Nursing Council, as of December, 121,000 nurses are registered, but only 50,500 are currently working in the country. The government has decided to provide stipends or living allowance to resident doctors studying at the postgraduate level in private medical colleges. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Vidya Bhattarai, and Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Podal, jointly announced the decision last night. According to the decision, resident doctors in private medical colleges will receive a stipend starting from the first year of their postgraduate program. The stipend will be at least 25,000 rupees for the first year, 30,000 rupees for the second year, and 135,000 rupees for the third year. This provision will take effect from the 2024-2025 academic session. The decision follows discussions held under the leadership of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The Commission had talked the ministers to address the issue of stipends for resident doctors in private colleges. The decision also mandates that private colleges provide services in line with university regulation, the Nepal Medical Council and labor laws. The Ministry of Health and Population is enhancing hospitals and healthcare workers' capacity to improve emergency medical services. Training has already been completed for various hospitals in Sudur Paschim, Karnali and Lumini provinces, with sessions planned for 18 hospitals in Gandaki and Bagmati this week. Nepal's healthcare system was praised for its response to the 2015 earthquake, COVID-19 and 2023 Jajarkot earthquake. Supported by the World Health Organization, the ministry has issued guidelines for rapid response teams. Recent training at major hospitals focused on mobilization, responsibilities and crisis management. A subject-specific committee will issue further directives for public health emergencies. The national HPV vaccination campaign is gaining momentum in Nepal, targeting girls aged 10 to 14 years to protect them against cervical cancer. In Manang, 112 girls from grade 1 to 10 will receive the vaccine, with an additional 6 girls who do not attend school. Likewise, in Makwanpur, over 22,700 girls will be vaccinated as part of the government's program marking World Cancer Day. The campaign targets schoolgirls from grade 6 to 10 and out-of-school girls aged 10 to 14 years. Krishna Bahadur Mizar, Chief of the Public Health Office, stated this is the first vaccination campaign focused on schoolgirls. The government plans to continue this initiative as a regular program from 2024 to 2025. Mallika Model Secondary School in Bajura has organized a food festival in a bid to promote traditional crops. The school conducted the food festival with financial assistance of agriculture section of the local level. The event showed the foods and crops, providing knowledge to the new generation. The students and locals were made aware of the varieties of crops like corn, millet, soybean, pea and grams, methods of cultivation and production at local level. Similarly, 14 varieties of cuisines were prepared and displayed. The festival was held in the school playground. Mayor of Badi Malika Municipality, Amar Bahadur Kharka, informed that the festival was organized to make publicity of local foods and crops in the national and international markets. Mayor Kharka said the food festival would further help in protecting the indigenous agricultural products. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed several executive orders to reshape the U.S. military. According to the BBC, one order signed on Monday bans diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI programs in the military, eliminating race or sex-based preferences in the armed forces and federal agencies. Another order reinstates over 8,000 service members discharged for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. The third order tasks officials with creating a policy on transgender troops without an immediate ban on transgender service members. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump has quickly moved to fulfill his campaign promises of removing diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI initiatives from the government. The Trump administration believes removing these initiatives will help military recruitment, which missed its 2023 goal by 41,000 personnel. A watchtower collapsed in Baghpat, Uttar Pradesh, India today, leaving more than 20 people injured. According to Asian News International, the incident occurred during the Laddu Mahotsav, a cultural event organized by the Jain community in Barauda city. Rescue teams from the police, administration and fire department quickly arrived at the scene to assist the injured. According to Baghpat Superintendent of Police Arpit Vijay Vargia, 2-3 individuals are seriously injured and are being treated at local hospitals. The remaining injured are also receiving medical attention. Further updates are awaited as authorities continue to monitor the situation and provide assistance. Temporary housing has contributed to the deaths of at least 74 children over the past 5 years in England. According to the BBC, out of these children, 58 were babies under the age of one. The deaths have been linked to overcrowding, poor living condition and a lack of basic facilities. Families in temporary accommodation often face multiple moves, overcrowding and unsafe living spaces. Angela Rayner, Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and Secretary of State for Housing, Communities and Local Government announced plans to allocate rupees 1 billion British pounds to improve housing condition. Experts say these deaths are preventable, stressing the urgent need for safer, more stable housing for vulnerable families. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tributes paid to martyrs Ganga Lal Shrestha and Dasra Chand during Martyrs Week. National Nursing Day being marked today. Government to provide stipends for resident doctors in private medical colleges. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharga, reaffirms government's commitment to sustainable energy and net zero goals. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs orders focused on reshaping U.S. military. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.